92.3, it's Forest FM with the coffee break. And my studio guest today is Michael O'Leary, who is billed as the Hagstone Storyteller. Mike, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the studio.
Thank you.
Now, the Hagstone Storyteller, there must be a story behind that in itself. do enlighten me.
Yes, there is. I mean, it's a great hook anyway. If people see the phrase Hagstone Storyteller, I've got it written on the back of my van. You see, they stop and they ask, what does it mean? And, well, I live in Northam, inner city part of Southampton, which is not considered the most romantic place in all of the world. And looking at maps of old Northam, going back to, 1840-something, there was an old monument called the Hagstone, you know, put in that ancient writing that shows it was an old monument. And then in the 1860s map, it had gone, it had disappeared, so it's a bit enigmatic. So I liked the thought that in this area, which is a bit looked down upon, there's something of great interest when I'm telling stories to kids in that area. And in Hampshire orchards, they used to hang hold stones, and Dorset, hold stones up on strings, which were called hagstones, ward off evil spirits and bring good luck to the orchard. And so it kind of combines those two things.
Okay, so how do you become a storyteller in the first place, Mike? You know, is it a full-time occupation?
Yeah, it is. Yes, yes, I make a living out of it, just. it came out of teaching originally. I mean, I was always fascinated by stories and storytelling. And when I was a child, you wouldn't know from my accent now, but I lived in Scotland, in Fife, on a farm. And the shepherd who'd come down from the Highlands used to tell me stories. And they were kind of fragments of stories. So he would take Finn McCool, you know, who's the hero from a lot of stories from the Highlands of Scotland and from the north of Ireland. And under every hill there was, he'd say, Finn McCool sleeping under that hill. And that, I mean, that just hooked me in, and that fascinated me. So I asked my granny about this. This gets very complicated, you see, but my granny was Irish, and she lived in Wales, as you would. So on a visit to Pontypridd, I asked my granny, who was a most interesting woman, and she was, you know, her husband, my granddad, was a miner. She'd sit in the parlour in the terrace house they had, and she would read Jung and Yeats and all sorts of interesting things. And she'd heard about Finn McCool through reading Yeats, the poetry of Yeats. So she told me a kind of literary side of it. So there I had from a folkloric side from the shepherd and this literary side from my granny. And, you know, that's got to get the storytelling going in your head. And it was many years later that I became a teacher, later in life, and storytelling really worked. It took off, and one day I just thought, I could do this for a living, you know, and if I don't try, I'll always regret the fact that I haven't tried. So have a go, take the plunge. And I did, about 10 years ago.
Absolutely. You've got to take the plunge sometime. I think there's always, you know, in everyone's life, there's things they haven't got round to doing, things they would have loved to have done. And I've got to go along with that, because my particular take on that is that I always wanted to be a radio presenter.
Oh, right, yes.
Here I am, here, talking to you this morning then, Mike,
and great.
Finding out more about the Hagstone Storyteller. So what brought you actually down to Southampton as a place to live?
Just work at the time. I mean, I've lived in Southampton for years since, I originally came down to Hampshire from Bristol, because, you know, as I said, as a small child, I lived in Scotland. Then we moved to Bristol when I was 9 or 10, why my accent sort of slowly phased away through adolescence. I first went to work as a greenkeeper down at Shedfield in between Botley and Wickham. And you can't live in the country on country wages, it seems, anymore, you know. My wages were less than the rental on a flat out there at that time, so I ended up working for the Parks Department in Southampton. Went to university in Southampton later on, became a teacher in Southampton.
I'd hope you were going to say that you moved to Southampton because of the football team down there. obviously not.
Well, I live very close to it. I mean, you know, St Mary's Stadium it's called, but it's actually in Northam, which is where I live, so get the effects of that football ground, yes.
Well, I expect you do, indeed. Now, you're appearing locally here in Verwood in the not-too-distant future. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I'm quite excited about that, actually, because I've been there this morning to the Verwood Heathland Heritage Centre, and I've not been to it before. I think it's only been around for a couple of years, and Stuart Clifton, who's very much involved with it, took me around, and it's all run by volunteers. And it's a wonderful place. They've got a coffee shop, which is, it seemed to me, it's giving a bit of a heart to Verwood. I mean, Verwood seems to be, Stuart's telling me how it's grown dramatically over the last 20 years or so, and you can have a kind of place which ends up as a dormitory town, I suppose, which doesn't feel like it's got a heart, and yet this place has given it a heart. And I've seen the room where I'll be telling the stories, and it's wonderful. And the history of the place in terms of the pottery and the bism making. I've got a lot of stories for some reason based around bisms, you know, broomsticks.
Right.
So the heathland around here was a great place for making baskets and broomsticks. So that fits into a story. It's great.
Well, as you say, the Heathland Heritage Centre, a bit of a heart of Verwood now, although I find that Verwood, and I speak as an outsider from across the border in Ringwood, in fact, is where I come from.
Not as outside as me. But
Well, it's slightly closer, but what I do find about Verwood, which is absolutely great, is that it's got a community spirit here which you don't find in many other towns.
Yes, that struck me, yeah.
This is something great about it, that it's not just a dormitory town. There is a wonderful community spirit. People tend to join in with everything. And this is what we find with Forest FM, is that so many people from the local area want to get involved. Mm. We're going to find out more about the Heathland Heritage Centre and what you're going to be sort of telling people to go along, and the cost of doing so, of getting in there on that occasion. We'll find out more about that in just a couple of minutes' time, straight after this track. And what else could I do but choose a track with Story in the title? This is Christiane Liontou, Story of My Life. It will be if the button works.
Torn between two worlds, one full of promise and the truth I knew would hurt. You see, I'm no angel trying to put the past behind. So now I try to find a place to leave all memories in my mind. We try our lives away. Yes, stumble to the grave. We cry and still they say past won't go away. Story of my life. I was just thinking, now my life is on the road. Straight in the narrow, on the route that I've been shown. You know it's not easy to try to change your ways. So now I try to find a place to leave all memories in my mind. We try our lives away. Yet stumble to the grave. We cry and still they say past won't go away. Story of my life. Leave all
It's the Coffee Break on 92.3 Forest FM. I'm Pete Samuels. My studio guest today is Mike O'Leary, the Hagstone Storyteller. Now, Mike, tell us a bit more about your appearance on the 25th of August at the Heathland Heritage Centre in Burwood.
Mm. Yeah, I'm telling stories there throughout the afternoon and into the evening. And that was another thing that I particularly like about this session, in that it shows that storytelling is something for different ages. You know, sometimes storytelling stereotyped a bit as it's just for the little kids, and that's fine. You know, I enjoy telling stories to small children, but also I tell stories to adults. And at the Heathland Heritage Centre on that day, there's junior tales from 2 to 3. That's for the younger children, and then there's family tales for all of the family from 4 to 5, and adult tales from 7:30 to 9:30 in the evening, when it gets a bit darker and a bit more atmospheric, you know.
Okay, so you haven't finalised the programme for that day, insofar as you're not quite sure exactly which stories you're going to be telling at this stage.
No, there's a theme which I've got about. It's based around the fairy tale that. The nursery rhyme, but there was an old woman tossed up in a basket 99 times as high as the moon, where she's going, I couldn't but ask it, for in her hand she carried a broom. Old woman, old woman, old woman, says I, where are you going up so high to sweep the cobwebs from the sky? And you can come with me if you can fly, which introduces the idea of you can fly in a story, you know, this fly to the imagination. And I have programmes of stories which I put together sometimes, but storytelling is a little bit different to, say, a play, where what is going to happen, you know what the play is going to be. At the stories, sometimes you adapt a bit, you react to your audience. You can I change my mind sometimes about the story I'm going to tell, because another one fits in as well. So I never like it to be that formalized. There's a theme, but the stories could change and could adapt a bit.
Now, you do this for a living. You tour around. Is it just the immediate countryside from here, or do you go further afield?
No, I go anywhere where anyone's daft enough to have me, really. You know, I mean, to make a living, it is mainly in Hampshire and Dorset, Wiltshire, Sussex, and around that sort of area. But every so often I hurtle off somewhere else altogether, sometimes to Northern Ireland, which is a bit like taking calls to Newcastle, to be honest, telling stories in Ireland. And I've even been to India to tell stories at someone's wedding on one occasion. So, you know, it can take me anywhere. Prison in Northumberland a couple of years ago. So, yeah, it can... all over the place, really.
Do you ever run out of stories to tell, or do you find that when you get around the countryside that you can pick up sort of new stories?
Yeah, you pick them up all over the place. I mean, that's particularly true of this area. Obviously, I'm being based in Southampton, the New Forest is kind of on my doorstep, and I probably spend more time wandering the New Forest than I do in town, you know. And you just meet people and you pick up stories, and things... Well, like you asked me at the beginning, what does a Hagstone storyteller mean? People might ask that question, and then suddenly they're telling me a story. So I can be sort of sitting there in the Royal Oak in Fritham, you know, and someone will say, oh, you're a storyteller, well, I'll tell you a story, and there's another one for the repertoire, you know. Or women's institutes. I sometimes tell stories at women's institutes, and a lot of those women have got a lot of local knowledge. So again, you know, another story comes in, and I shamelessly nick it. But that's what they've always done, you know, they've passed.
Well, do you tell these stories exactly as they're related to you, or do you sort of change them, adapt them to your own style of presentation?
Yeah, they do personalise to yourself, to your own style, although it's often not a very conscious process. I don't sit down and kind of say, oh, right, I'm going to work out that I'm going to change this and change that and change the other. It happens through the telling, and then they evolve that way. Very interesting to hear a story that you've told to someone else come back to you sometimes and see what someone else has done to it. It's an interesting process. Chinese whispers.
Yeah, I can well imagine that, actually. And it's like jokes that go around. You tell a joke and you think it's a joke that no one's heard before.
Yes.
And 6 months later, it comes back to you, and it's changed entirely during that amount.
That's right,
of time.
And that's storytelling, isn't it? That's what you're,
I suppose
doing.
It is. Yeah, indeed. Everyone sort of personalises it to their sort of style of telling.
Yes.
So tell us a bit more about this appearance then at the Heathland Centre. The cost of getting in.
Right. Yes, I've got that all written down here. So the junior tales is £1 per child. The family tales are £2 per person, And the adult tales are £4 per person. Adults can come in if they, during the junior tales and have a listen as well if they want. If they don't want, they can have a coffee or they can wander around the Heritage Centre generally. You need to book. You need to get tickets, and you'll be able to get them at the Heritage Centre itself, or you could get them at the Wimborne Tourist Information Centre, which is 29 the High Street in Wimborne. There's a phone number here. Better tell you that one. It is 01202 886 116, and get tickets for that.
Okay, that's fine. We'll repeat that telephone number just a bit later in the interview, just in case anyone hasn't got their pen and paper handy.
Yes.
They can go and rush off, get their pen and paper now, and make a note in just a moment or two.
Or people like me who have biros which don't work.
Absolutely, work, yes, yeah. Indeed. That does tend to happen, doesn't it? Right, so you mentioned that adults are free to come into, or allowed to come into the junior sort of storytelling. The adult storytelling, probably sort of no kids allowed in that?
No, that's going to be eerier. That's going to be spookier.
It's certainly not
suitable for small children.
Okay, that's fine. So what we'll do, I tell you what, we're going to play a track and we'll come back and talk to you in just a moment or two. Not quite appropriate, this one. It does have story in the title. This one is from Tintin Out, Here's Where the Story Ends. It doesn't end quite at the moment. We'll come and talk to you in just a couple of minutes' time.
Look down, I'm on the outside.
The Coffee Break on 92.3 Forest FM with my studio guest today, Michael O'Leary. And is it Mike or is it Michael? How do you prefer to be known?
Oh, usually Mike. I've rather pompously put Michael in my website address, you know, but I am Mike, really, yeah.
OK. We were talking off-air just a moment or two ago, and you were mentioning that the storytelling isn't just dry storytelling. There are musical instruments involved as well.
Yes. Well, I mean, the idea of storytelling evokes different pictures in people's minds, and that sometimes people think there's something going to be sitting there reading a story, and it's not. It's very much telling a story, and I use lots of instruments in between. I torment some Northumbrian bagpipes. I've got various pipes and flutes and even a couple of pipes that my mum made when she was at school in the 1930s, and it's lovely to have that, something with a bit of family memory to it. So And it's not stories which have an interval of music in between. The music is integral to the storytelling itself, and they kind of weave together, the words and the music.
Now, of course, your appearance on the 25th of August is just one of the things going on at the Heritage Centre.
Yeah.
Plenty going on up there, I think.
Yeah, there is. There's lots taking place over the summer. I'm looking at the paper I've got here. There's workshops for 8 to 12-year-olds. Fabric holiday postcards, it says. On the 10th of August, there's something called Spirelli. I'm afraid I don't know what that is, but that would be interesting to find out, wouldn't it? On the 17th, there's patchwork purse, fun with beads. So there's lots of, you know, making activities there. There's ones for the younger children, for the 5 to 7-year-olds. Insect and butterfly gliders looks great fun. Designer sun visor, shoebox things. So, again, these are things which need booking. But they're all very cheap things. Please book at the Heritage Centre's Places Limited Tempo Workshop. Cost for materials, £2.50. So basically you're paying for the materials and that's it. It's all run by volunteers. So, and that's one thing that I think that's impressed me very much about Verwood and about the Heritage Centre, and I think, as you were saying, Verwood in general.
Indeed, certainly the entrance fees for any of the things going on at the Heritage Centre are very, very reasonable indeed. You mentioned that it's from £1 for the junior tales that you're doing?
Yes.
And that's not a lot of money, so I'm sure very, very good value for money.
I hope so.
Now, tell us about some of the other dates you're doing personally, Mike.
Well, there's some other things I'm doing for the Sting in the Tail Festival. This is under the auspices of the Sting in the Tail Festival, which has got various different storytellers telling stories in all sorts of places throughout Dorset at that time at the end of August. I'm doing another one for the Christchurch Library. And on the 24th of August. And there's other things I'm doing in this area which are not connected to the Sting in the Tail Festival. So on the 3rd of August, quite soon, I should be telling stories in the New Forest at Underwood Enclosure. So that's worth contacting the New Forest about at Lyndhurst. The Russell Coates Museum in Bournemouth on the 22nd and the 23rd of August. And the Stour Valley Festival on the 16th and the 17th of September, and that's quite a new event. It's been going for a couple of years now. Great fun, and it's still building itself, I think, and there's stargazing and all sorts at the same time. I hope to do my stories there to be weaving around the idea of the stars and stargazing, and there'll be a man there who's pointing everything out, satellites and planets and stars, so that's great fun.
It sounds very interesting, Mike, and you certainly seem to be a very, very busy man.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? I didn't know that this would happen when I started telling stories, but there's a need for stories, I think. There's a thirst out there. So everything's not all in 2-minute sound bites, you know.
Okay, Mike, just to wrap things up then, if you could just give us those telephone numbers and contact details again.
Okay, so for Tales at the Pottery, please call the Tourist Information Centre at Wimborne, and that is on 01202 886 116. What might be useful for people as well is that there is a website for the Heritage Centre, and that's got all information on it, and that website is www.verwoodheritage.org, and there are links through to that and from that from my own website, which is www.michaeloleary.com.
And if you've missed any of those details, you'd like to contact the station maybe to get those details forwarded on. Our telephone number in the studio is 01202 82006. Well, Mike, we look forward to seeing you at the Heritage Centre on the 25th of August, good luck with that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I'm sure you don't need the luck, but I'm sure it's going to go down very, very well indeed.
It helps. It's lovely meeting you.
And thanks so much for coming in to have a chat to us today.